Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. And you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Pete Sepp is here, too, ladies and gentlemen. Pete is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. In fact, he's an original founding member of our Brain Trust all the way back to 1998. Vice President of Communication for the National Taxpayers Union, NTU.org, an organization, as you know, as obviously I've been telling you about for a long time, since basically as I started broadcasting the show, because I think the work that they do is very important. Pete Sepp, welcome back to the show.
Great to be here, as always.
It's good to have you back. Folks, the thing that I like about NTU is they're working awfully hard up there to do their best to make sure the government collects the money they need, not a penny more, and spends the money that they need to spend, and not a penny more. And Pete, I don't even, you know, based on that objective of yours, I don't know what would happen without you. I hate to think, as bad as it is, where would we be without you guys?
Well, yeah, that's the only way that I can keep on the job some days, because I tell you, as an organization that spends about as much in a year as the federal government spends in a minute and a half,
yeah,
there's
right.
A lot of work to do.
Well, and let's talk about, before we talk about 2012, let's talk about what happened at the end of the year, 2011. When I think about the lack of shame that Congress has, that our government, I'm just going to say the government, that our government has, the things that they do without any sense of shame is mind-boggling to me. Any other individual that I know, any other professional that got themselves into the sorry state that these folks have gotten themselves into would resign out of shame. But none of this seems to be happening now. Tell us what happened at the end of the year last year.
Well, this has to do with this whole extension of payroll tax relief. Now, mm-hmm. as your listeners probably know, back in 2010, Congress decided to extend the so-called Bush tax cuts of 2001 and
right.
2003 for 2 years. Part of that deal was a one-year reduction in the so-called employees' share of the payroll tax.
A 2% reduction, right?
Yes. Now, small business owners know
not 2% of the amount, but 2% from 6% to 4%, I think, or 6.75 to 4.75, something like that.
Yeah. That's correct, 6.2 to 4.2.
There you go.
So the problem was, of course, that this relief, as it was described, was about to expire at the end of 2011. So Congress couldn't agree on extending that relief for another year. So the powers that be in the United States Senate said, well, let's just do this for 2 months. We'll come back and debate it sometime in February and see if we can't extend it yet again mm-hmm. in the year 2012. Okay. 89 senators voted for this two-month extension.
Which is unbelievable to me.
Yes, yes.
That told me right there, Pete, that a lot of senators were not paying attention.
No, and the worst part, though, is that this wasn't just a temporary extension of this payroll tax relief, two lousy months. There was a kicker inside it. The Senate drafted the legislation to have the payroll tax relief be graduated in nature. You paid a 4.2% rate on the first $18,350
wow.
of wages, 6.2% above that. Well, anyone in the payroll business knows if you make a change like that, there are all kinds of record-keeping implications. And not one of the 89 senators, Republican or Democrat, who voted for it seem to care about that. None of the staffers who drafted that legislation even caught the error. It took the National Payroll Reporting Consortium to write a letter to Congress saying, do you know what you've just done here? Do you know the IRS is going to have to make new forms? Payroll administrators can't possibly implement this change.
I can just see small business owners. You know, a lot of small business owners calculate their own payroll.
Yes.
I mean, many people outsource it, but a lot of them do. They sit down on Saturday night or Thursday night or whatever, and they sit there, stay late, calculating and determining whatever, you know, doing all the math on everything, because they can't afford to outsource it. Some of them, I can just see these people, you know, long into the night, trying to, or worse, Pete, not really understanding that this is what's happening and doing it the old way and getting fined for it.
Yeah. Exactly.
Folks, this is what I mean. When I tell you that I wish that we would all try to find somebody to run for Congress and then vote for people who run for government office, who have made a payroll, who know what it's like to be out in the marketplace. This is what I'm talking about. Right, Pete?
Absolutely. And the only reason this did not become law was pure politics. People in the House of Representatives, primarily the Republican leadership, said, well, a two-month extension wasn't good enough. We're not going to vote for it. Mm-hmm. They eventually settled on a two-month extension anyway, but without this graduated mm-hmm. system that would have required the additional record-keeping.
Right.
But this was not really foremost in anyone's mind in Congress.
Even the Tea Party members?
I don't believe they even knew about the implications of this.
So it's just dumb luck that we didn't have to comply with this new thing.
That's right. But it's still
just a 2 month patch. All it is,
that's
they still refuse to be leaders and make a decision.
That's right.
And listen, you know, I don't know why we're surprised about this, Pete. This government has gone 3 years without a budget.
Yeah, and basically all they can do is agree to disagree every few months by just keeping these policies going on a wing and a prayer and never really settling any issue and providing certainty to the business community. Here's another illustration of why small business owners and large business owners are worried about making any plans the future.
And they wonder why people like my audience, folks in my audience, are not creating new jobs, are not interested in growing, why they're holding back. They wonder why. They probably do. I mean, I'm sure President Obama and the leadership in the Senate and the House wonder why that's happening. Well, let me tell you what, folks. It's your behavior that's causing small business owners to not want to hire any new employees. Pete Sepp, NTU.org, right?
That's correct.
National Taxpayers Union. Check it out. We're going to come right back. Pete's got, I'm afraid, some more horror stories after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.